This is Joe the Assassin Hamilton, and welcome to this week's segment of Wrestle This. Craig, a good friend of mine, just contacted me and told me that he just got a copy of my book, so he emailed me to tell me how much he enjoyed it, you know, so why don't you get a copy of it and judge for yourself? If you want to get a copy, all you have to do is go to www.crowbarpress.com. Well, you know, several weeks ago I made the comment that there was nobody out there capable of filling the stars, superstars' shoes. The superstars I'm referring to are guys like The Rock and Stone Cold, and all of a sudden, lo and behold, they show up on WWE Monday Night Raw. Gee, I wonder if anybody's listening or monitoring this program. You know, I originally thought it would be good for the show to have those guys on there, but I'll tell you the truth. After seeing Rock's performance last Monday, I take it all back. It was not a good thing for the show to have him appear on it. Now, you're going to ask me why. Well, I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you straight up why. After seeing The Rock last Monday and watching the professional manner in which he handled himself and the professional manner in which he did his interview, his total professionalism made everyone else on that show look very second and third rate, like they're second and third rate performers. That's just how much better The Rock is than the talent they're trying to push to fans now. Now, the only other performer that was on that show that managed to hold her own with The Rock, I think, was Trish Stratus. And she's even better than she was able to display on that show, because the scenario they had her in was a dipshit scenario that had no meaning to it whatsoever. But for what she had to work with, I thought she did a very good job. You know, the appearance of The Rock and Trish further reaffirmed my statement that nobody up there is even close to taking the place of either one of them. You know, however, let me do go on record as saying, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, there are some potentially great talent in the WWF. I should say WWE, I'm so used to calling them by the old school name. Anyway, the biggest drawback is that there isn't anybody up there that knows how to properly develop that God-given talent. Putting a talent's characters in the hands of inept writers has proven to be a near disaster. You know, and the characters being portrayed by the individual talents, those characters are being turned into a parade of meaningless dribble through the same meaningless scenarios that they put on there week after week after week. You know, if anybody up there thinks that show is great, then once again, my point is proven. You know, the people in charge, they don't know jack shit about the wrestling business or how to develop new talent and turn them into superstars. It's obvious that, it's obvious to me at least, that Vince has spread himself a little too thin, and he no longer engages the on-hands method of star building as he once did when stars like Stone Cold and The Rock and a few others were created. And I remember back in the early 90s when WCW was beating Vince every week in the TV ratings. You know, a bunch of his stars had left and had gone to WCW, and Vince's business was down around the country. So he did what a smart businessman should have done. He pulled back within the upper East Coast boundaries where he was still strong, and he began to develop new superstars. And he did one hell of a job of rebuilding. You know, and make no mistake about this, Vince is a very, very astute businessman. Back then, though, I think Vince would listen to the people that knew the business, and he reacted on their advice. And, of course, back then, before long, he was back on top in the TV ratings war. I do have to say this, though. He received a lot of help from the WCW Murder Squad. Those idiots really killed off the Golden Goose. You know, with their arrogance and stupidity that they displayed, especially during Vince's rebuilding period. The buffoons in charge of WCW were probably Vince's greatest asset during that period of time. Well, I'm not saying Vince couldn't have done what he did without their stupidity playing a large part in the overall picture, but it would have taken him probably a good bit longer than it did to accomplish that goal. Maybe Vince, right now, I think maybe he should pull back a little bit, surround himself with some new people that know the business, listen to their ideas, take the best ones, and implement them into his shows. Certainly can't hurt anything, and it might just be what the doctor ordered to jumpstart some of the potentially great talent that he has mired down in the muck of unbelievable scenarios and just as unbelievable characters. Right now, as even as unbelievable as some of those scenarios are, with the proper guidance, the brunt of his talent pool could improve. There's just no telling how far a couple of them could go if the scenarios were written around them and their character and for their characters instead of for the amusement of the unknowledgeable writing staff. And make no mistake about this either. Just because a couple of those people on that writing staff may have been in the business for a while, that doesn't necessarily mean that they know the business. If they knew the business, then they wouldn't be producing the bullshit scenarios that they produce. Again, as I've said many times, Vince himself is the only one that can make the necessary changes to accomplish new and greater heights in the wrestling business. He also needs to quit listening to all the poison that's fed to him about me and a few other people and take a close look at the people that he's surrounded himself with. They're the real enemy, not me. Well, that's about it for this week's segment of Wrestle This. I'm glad you could join me. I'll be right back here next week, and I hope you'll join me. Until then, see ya.